The search continues for a missing Alliance man who has not been seen in nearly a week. Police say they are following up on reported sightings of 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang in Salem and other communities while looking into additional leads. Hang was last seen early on June 3rd driving a white GMC pickup with Ohio license plate KTM3203. Authorities searched a pond off Webb Avenue in Lexington Township but found no vehicle. Anyone with information is asked to contact Alliance Police. An Alliance man has been sentenced to jail for a domestic violence conviction stemming from a February 1st assault. 31-year-old Carl Baker received a 180-day jail sentence after pleading no contest in municipal court. Half of the sentence was suspended, and he received credit for 75 days already served. Police say Baker attacked a woman with a hammer on Beach Street, stomped on her chest, and strangled her. More serious charges, including attempted murder and felonious assault, were later rejected by a Stark County grand jury. A man who pleaded guilty to his role in a fatal shooting in Springfield Township has been sentenced. 25-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton was given a prison term of 18 to 23 years by Summit County Common Pleas Judge Jennifer Tao on counts of felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter. Williams and 25-year-old Christian Diaz Sauceda of Canton were arrested in connection with the death of 39-year-old Brian Kofer at a Halloween party October 27th. A second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. Diaz Sauceda was released with a summons but failed to appear in court in March. His 28-year-old brother Anthony was charged in April. He is also at large. Gibbs Elementary School in Canton will not close after all. Just weeks after the school board voted to shutter the building as a cost-saving measure, Superintendent Jeff Talbert announced plans to relocate programs from the Compton Learning Center. The proposal would move alternative to suspension and trauma-informed classes to the building and rename it the Paralee Learning Center at Gibbs. Talbert says costly roof repairs at Compton and a possible property swap with the city helped drive the decision. He plans to recommend action during the July board meeting. A proposed land swap between North Canton City Schools and the city would mean the end of the existing Dogwood Pool. The city says the 55-year-old facility is not financially sustainable after 2030. It would turn over the 4.5 acres adjoining Hoover High School for future use as a green space. The district would demolish the current middle school in fall 2027 in time for the opening of a new school. The 14-acre site of the closed school, which adjoins Whitwer Park, would go to the city. The district would also transfer the 6-acre site of the former Orchard Hill School to the city. It adjoins the city-owned Arrowhead Golf Club. The plan was placed on City Council's June 15th agenda. No injuries were reported after a house fire Tuesday morning in Pike Township. Responding crews found heavy smoke in a home in the 6700 block of East Sparta Avenue Southeast. Firefighters say a faulty electrical outlet caused a blaze inside a kitchen wall. All occupants were safely evacuated before crews arrived. The fire was quickly put out. An environmental watchdog group is challenging EPA testing methods used following the 2023 Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine. The Government Accountability Project says EPA records showed some dioxin soil samples were collected and stored in resealable plastic bags. The group contends federal testing protocols require glass containers for dioxin samples and says the use of plastic may have produced inaccurate results. It is calling for an independent review of contamination and public health risks. A Pennsylvania man has been sentenced in Columbiana County after police say he was caught seeking a prostitute while driving a company van with disabled clients inside. 37-year-old Lamoris Lohman of Industry received 2 years of probation and a $500 fine after pleading no contest Tuesday to engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. Police say Lohman was arrested in December by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. A nonverbal client was in the back of the vehicle at the time, and supervisors later took over the van and client. A new judge has been assigned to a wrongful death lawsuit stemming from a 2023 crash that killed a woman after a police pursuit. Retired Trumbull County Judge Andrew Logan takes over the case after retired Wayne County Judge Mark Wiest asked to step down. The suit alleges Columbiana County Sheriff's deputies violated pursuit policies before Gerald Jackson of Columbiana crashed a stolen truck head-on into Jennifer Hunley's vehicle. County officials deny wrongdoing, saying the pursuit had ended before the collision. A jury trial is set for February. A pedestrian was struck by a truck Tuesday morning in Youngstown. The incident occurred on Commerce Street just before 11:30. Police classified the crash as minor. The pedestrian was seen sitting on a stretcher when first responders arrived. No further information has been released. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has ruled that a March death at a Camel industrial site was caused by chemical inhalation. 61-year-old Sean Benier of Pittsburgh was found unresponsive while making a delivery at Belmont Solids Control and later pronounced dead at the hospital. Investigators say the case involved hydrogen sulfide gas with reports of a strong rotten egg smell at the scene. The coroner also found Menear was not wearing protective equipment at the time. The Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash in Trumbull County. A vehicle traveling southbound on Oakfield North Road Northwest in Bristol Township went off the road, struck a ditch, and caught fire around 8 Tuesday night. The driver was trapped inside and pronounced dead at the scene. Their name has not been released. Alcohol or drug use is suspected to be a factor. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.